Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We've been following the court case of an American pastor behind bars in Turkey for a while now, and the latest in his case is cause for prayer. Plus, there are so many kids today missing out on an education. The consequences could be far-reaching. One ministry is tackling that head-on. Stay tuned for that story in just a few moments. But first, American pastor Andrew Brunson was presented with a new indictment in Turkish courts last week. This time he's been charged with leadership in a terrorist organization. The prosecution is seeking a possible life sentence, and the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has condemned the move and urges the U.S. government to respond. David Curry of Open Doors USA says it's another ploy by the Turkish government to get the United States to surrender a Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen.
They're ratcheting up the pressure and suggesting that this pastor is going to have a very long term in prison. And I think it's their way of keeping the pressure on the United States government to release this person who they see as a key player in the attempted coup.
In this case, Curry says the very best response that we can have as Christians is to pray for Brunson. Ask God to give him strength of faith, even in the face of injustice.
There's not a lot that can be diplomatically done by Christian churches here, because we're talking about a dictator who's not going to respond to our pleas. And in some cases, some ways, it may be counterproductive. So we're going to have to be prayerful about this.
Next, it's been nearly a decade since the 2008 campaign of violence against Christians in Kandamal, India. Hindu extremists destroyed 300 churches and places of worship and attacked 6,000 Christian families. And while this stands out as a horrific event in India's history, a report from the Evangelical Fellowship of India is now calling 2017 the most traumatic year for India's Christian community since Kandamal. One account from earlier this year tells of Hindu extremists who attacked a group of elderly Christians passing out Bibles in Telangana. Levi McGregor with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the Christians tried to leave peacefully.
So as they were leaving, one car left with four people, and there was a second car behind them with another four Christians, and so the first one stopped. And at that point, one of the same Hindus had jumped into the car and stolen one of the unopened boxes of Bibles. And then as the second car pulled up, they stopped that one and pulled more Bibles out. They started tearing the Bibles apart and dumped some fuel on all of them and lit them on fire.
Would you join us in praying for our Christian brothers and sisters in India to be strengthened in their faith?
Indian Christians have been passionate about seeing the unreached people groups in their own country know the Lord. And when they look into the faces of their persecutors, such as these Hindu extremists, they see potential brothers in Christ.
And Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is helping provide supplemental education for refugee children. How? Through its channel, Sat7 Academy. Sat7's Rex Rogers explains.
We teach Arabic. We teach English. Arabic in the sense of grammar and syntax. English, because that's any child that learns English in anywhere in the world, it's the universal currency now. It helps them in employment. It helps them take care of themselves later in life. Mathematics and sciences are where we are right now.
And by providing education, Sat7 is helping to be the hands and feet to this lost generation.
We could be investing now for the kids that will lead these countries in the next 25 to 30 years. And who knows what God will do with that? Because if one or two of those kids or a bunch of them understand tolerance of the right kind, as in love your neighbor as yourself and respect for other human beings, they create a space for minorities. And if there's no space for minorities in the future, there's no space for Christians. There's no space for the church or anybody that's different or marginalized in the future of the Middle East. But if you create a different view of that, then you can produce leaders and eventually influence a culture that can dramatically change the conditions of this area.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Christian persecution seems to be on the rise everywhere, but so is hope. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who faced incredible hardship because of their faith. You'll find valuable, real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.